Okay, we continue on the Tanya on the top of page Shin Sadi Zion. We're in Perek Lamed Base. We just started it last week. We're going to discuss how playing down the neshama, playing down the body and all the evil and negative parts of that versus the holy soul, this is very helpful and really imperative in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, of loving your fellow Jew. And the last thing that Tanya spoke about is how lofty the soul is. So we're going to continue now in the commentary about six lines down. After Yosef Levar, Achdus HaNeshamas, Kefishu Mitzad, Dargis Kavos Yosef. Now he's going to explain the unity of the souls based on the fact that they're very lofty. So the Tanya says, Bishagam Shekulam Matimos, since they're all very suited with on each other, ve'av echad l'kulana, and there's one father to all of them. So let's see what he says over there. Mitzadarga gavoy yoser b'shorash aneshamos, in looking at the higher levels of the root souls, hare emes hi shekulan shavas, the truth is they're all equal. Ve'im v'hem chilukim, there's no separations between them. Mitzadarga gavo od yosin, if you look things even higher, kafishu b'madrega zu shekodesh baruch hu nikra av, when you look on a higher level, where Hashem is called the Av, the Father, hare hein davar echad, they are mamish one thing. V'lo sheyesh ribui neshamas, not that there's a multitude of souls, v'kul neshamas are all equal. In other words, on one level, there's many souls and they're all equal. But when we look even higher, Ela ein kol hischalkos, there's no differentiation at all, there's no division. V'hein davar echad, and they're all one thing. Okay, but they're really all one, because they all come from one father. Just like, as the Beurim say in Aleph, as it was explained in the second chapter, that when you separate the different organs of the body from the head until the toenails, right? You know, that's only because the baby grew for 9 months inside the mother's womb. But before that, there was no difference. That original drop of semen, it's all one. It all started off at one. Only afterwards do they evolve into differences. When you go to the root, when it comes from the father, it's all one. That's the same thing over here. We really are all one. We've just separated along the path of how we got placed into this world. But we all started from one place. Commentary continues. Amnam beir zesh yesh lem sherish echad. But this explanation, they all have one root. It's not enough to explain to us the commandment of love your neighbor like yourself. Because the commandment was given for us who are down below, no longer in our roots. We're down here loving people that it's not at the root level, it's at the past the roots level. Well, is that mostly, and therefore he adds the following. It's not enough that we have one father. And therefore all the Jews are called brothers. Mamish, literally. From in terms of the root of their souls, from Hashem who is one. Explains the commentary. Kol Yisrael Nikru Achim Mamish. All the Jews are called brothers, literally. And in the brackets, Velorak Achim Kamuvin Shakarabim. And it doesn't mean Achim, brothers, as being relatives, as Rashi explains on Pasuk, Kya Nashim Anachnu, Achim Anachnu, on Shin Tzarichas now. More than that, Ki Mikivan Sheshor Shom Bashem Echad, since their root is in the Hashem, which is one, Av Echad, one father, Reim Achim B'nei also Av, they're brothers from the same father. V'hainim, which means Shemitzat Sheshor Shom Echad, since their root is one, Murgish Zebohem, it's felt in them, Gam Lamata, even below, V'im Achim Amish, and they're literally brothers, just like physical brothers, Sheish Beneim Ava Be'etzem Ahusam, there's a love for their essence, Kishurashim Be'av Echad, because their root is in one father. Okay, let's continue the Tanya. So if they're rooted in one father, so where's the differences? Says the Tanya, Rak Shagufi Mechulakim, but the bodies are separated. V'na'osim Gufam Ikar. Here's the point now. If you make your body the primary thing of your life, v'nafshem tefillah, and your soul is the supplementary thing, then i'efshar lios ava ve'achva amitis mem. Then there cannot be true love and brotherhood between them. Ela hatluya b'davar. Then it can only be a love if it depends on something. Now the commentary, a very, very lengthy commentary, which is going to explain a lot of the Tanya here. Tinei. Perish v'ahav t'orech kamocha. What does it mean, love your neighbor like yourself? Hu shetia avaso l'chavero kamoshavas atzmo. You have to love your friend just like you love yourself. Now, what? How do you love yourself? What's the difference between loving someone else and loving yourself? When you love someone else, it's because of that person's virtues. A love that's based on a reason. And since the reason and the logic by a person is not his essence, but rather it's external. So the love that comes from the intellect and from the reason is also an external love that does not penetrate into the essence. When a person loves himself, it doesn't have to do with his virtues. It doesn't have to have any reason. There's no reason for it. It's based on his essence. He loves himself. A person doesn't have to have a reason to love himself. But he has to have a reason to love others. So now, continues the commentary. Such a love to someone else. That's only if there is an essential bond between them. Like the love of a father to a son. Shenzu ava sichlis is not an intellectual love. Elmi said etzem mahus shemel, but it's because of the essence that he is his son. Ben avish ben achim, the love between brothers. Elmi said amal shabach. It's not because of the virtues of the brother. Elmi said mahus avas because of his essence. Venikras avas is called this essential love. So that's when you, to love someone else is going to require that. So now. What's the difference between intellectual love and essential love? Intellectual love can cease once the virtues that are the source of the love have ceased. Let's say the person begins to behave not properly. Or if the person who loves him figures virtues are not there anymore. Well, Lashon Mishnah is all an explicit mission Pirkei Avos. Kalavashi Tluyavidavar, any love that depends on something, Batal Davar Batela Ava. If the thing that it's dependent on is nullified, so the love is nullified. Avalava Asus, but essential love. Iyevshalolavs can never stop. Shermi said, Etzem Hayosa Banu, because that's based on us being us. Yitachnu Shinuim, there could be possible changes in us. Imhi begilu abahelma could be external or internal, but still avomaso, but the essence of the love, enamisha, doesn't change. You don't change. You are you. The you that you love, the essence of you, you are you. You love yourself when you're a bum. It doesn't matter what you are. A person loves themselves. That doesn't change. The fact that you are you is a constant. Loving others, on the other hand, well, why do I love the other person? Not because he is me. I love him because for a reason. Let's see how long that reason will last. Now we have to bring it into Avavta Recha Kamocha now. Now we understand these two different types of love. Avavta Recha Kamocha, Perusho Avas Atzmis. You have to love the other person exactly the way you love yourself. There has to be an essential love. U Mavur Barizal. And the Rizal will explain. And before we go on, he's going to bring this down below in footnote 2. Tame mitzvahs parshas kedoshim. And this is in the Arizal, in his explanation of mitzvahs and parshas kedoshim. Zeloshon, this is the words of the Arizal. Mitzvahs v'atarech kamocha, the mitzvah of loving your neighbor like yourself, da, you should know. Ki kol Yisrael sod guf echad. All Jews are the secret of one body. Kol nishmas adam rishon, it's the entire soul of first man. Kenoda eslenes, we well know, besod esa shershol, etc. Kol Echem Yisrael, whoever prati, every Jew is a specific limb of the large entity called the Jewish people. Kizeh ha'arevus, this is the mixing, the sha'adam arev bishvil chaverim yechtav, or this is the responsibility that one Jew has for the other Jew sinning. Uchein noig marizal, therefore my Rebbe would, loymar prate haviduim kum, he would say every detail of the vidui, afilu shlohayabo, even though he didn't do the sins. If you remember, and we asked him why, and he would say, you know why I say vidui on things I don't do? Even though he doesn't have them, he still has to confess them. Because other Jews who are part of his body sin. Okay, tikna Moshe Rav, therefore the vidui is made in the plural. Chatanu, we sinned. Lo chatanu, not I sinned. Ki kol Yisrael guvachai, because all Jews are one body. Okay, therefore, aval b'shem bo'o sovon, even though I don't have that specific sin, well, as far as I still should confess, why? Ki kshaso chavero. Because when my friend does it, kilo asas, like he did himself. Okay, never, but Shrav there said in the plural. So this is the source in the Arizal of why we say this communal vidui. So let's continue now back upstairs, the last line in the commentary. Shazel, so now what is this idea of Atarecha Kamocha? So we have to love each Jew as he is you. Because the entire Jewish people are like one person. Vim came there for Ahava lo Yehudi, the love that a person has to another Jew, Eina Ava lo Adam Zor, it's not love to a stranger, Shirak mitzad malos, because of his virtues, Ela Ava Atzmis, it's a essential love, the love of oneself, as you find in Yerushalmi. The Be'er Inyan, as explains the concept of lo sikum, as we explain the idea of why we don't take revenge. Why do we not take revenge? Not just because it's a bad thing, because it's silly. Yad achas makas yad ashnia. If would the right hand hit the left hand. Let's say the right hand hit the left hand. Any rosa linkumbo, the left hand is not going to want to take revenge on the right hand. Kikalo osar mas, because that's the person himself. You don't hit yourself, it still hurts. If your right hand hurts, does your whole body hurt? Yes. So if your left hand hurts, does your whole body hurt? Yes. So why would it make, it's like you're hitting yourself. Therefore, he l'chol nefesh yisrael migadol v'kadam. Therefore, it's every Jew, no matter how big or small. You have to love everybody. Ahava shemitzad malos. If there's a love in terms of virtues, yesh v'chilip and godol v'kadam, then it's different in big and small. Ahava atzmis, but it's self-love. Yafilu cut and brachan is even in the smallest one spiritually. Shein l'malas tol has no virtues at all. When a person loves himself, regardless if he has virtues or not, people love themselves. The little toe, as little as it is, if you've got a problem with the toenail there, what's that called? Ingrown toenail. Mm. It's excruciating pain, no less than if you banged your head. So, and that's a small little part, but it's because it's you. Okay, so this is the problem. Elishadam Markish as Atzmo Nivrus also, but people feel that they are separated from others. Kiachtusam hi mitzad haneshama, because the unity really is in terms of the soul. Ach mitzad gufam, but when you look at it physically, kol gufu nivrila, so everybody is separated. Nimtza comes out. What's the critical aspect in the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Ahavta Lerecha Kamocha? Pluya ima ikar es haneshama or ikar es haguf. What's the main thing in your life, the body or the soul? Kishapoyo ba'as v'shein gufo choshu ba'eino v'ikar es haneshama. When a person acts on himself to understand that the body is not considered in his eyes as the primary thing when it's compared to the soul, he feels, in terms of, as he feels as a soul, is one thing. When he loves his friend, it's not like he's loving a stranger, but rather it's his own essence, his own flesh, like a part of him. When you look at the body, then that person is separated. He may like him because of his virtues, but not like himself. So la'avta l'riacha kamocha. You love your neighbor in the same love as you have self-love for yourself, which needs no reason. Because if you look on the soul level, you and him are part of one whole. Let's look at footnote base. Amnam Lidach, we're on the other side. Mavur Leil, it explains. Shahaf Avis Yisrael, we already learned earlier, Mitzad Gadluson Umaloson B'Shrosh Makarin, is in terms of their greatness and their virtues at the roots and of the, that they have. Kibi Avis Yisrael Tzikon De'oshneinim, there's two aspects in loving Jews. Ava Atzmis and Va'ava Mitzad Malos. Really, there is two aspects. There's the essential love, self-love, and the love of the virtues. There is virtue still. And therefore, this firm right, we have to accustom ourselves to see the virtues that every Jew has. Because every Jew has unique virtues. We have to love them also because of the virtues. There's two reasons to love him. The essential love, that he is you, and then the virtuous part. So it is in the analogy. When you look at the different bodies of the human being, what's the common denominator of every body part? They're all body parts of one person. So they're all this one in that area. Then we look at each individual body part has its own virtues, like the leg, etc. So every body part has a unique part. When we unify them, it's not only because they're one person. Now we look at their individual shape.
So each body part.
There is a unity between them. Each body part influences the other. Haregel makabel and rosh. The foot receives from the head. And the head receives from the foot. So there is an interrelationship between them, plus the essential oneness between them. When Nimtza comes out, she is achdus ha'evarim einarach mitzad shesholim es tsiyur ha'protim. The unity of the body parts isn't because we're making negative the individuality. Elagam mitzad shesholim, even within their individual shape. Ki chol eivar yesh mal michedes, each body part has a unique virtue. Shekol eivarim mekavim malazum imena. Everyone benefits from the virtue. The fact that the foot can do things that my head can't do is a very good thing because it's able to get me to the other side of the room. And every part of you is something we need. Always. Same thing it is when we look at the soulful level. There's a unity in the fact that he is a Jew. Chelek miklaisel is a part of the Jewish people. And that the Jews are all equal. They're all one thing. It's one big Jew. Then we have unity based on the individual shape. Each one has its own unique virtue, and everyone needs the benefits of that virtue. So same thing, just like love of Jews is we negate the individual shape, right? But he's rather a Jew and we have one father. When you do look at the uniqueness there, ain't Avis Yisrael. There is no Avis Yisrael. Therefore, when we get to the level of dividing things up into individuality, you have to look at the love that each one has for himself. It's who knows how great he is. Not just from the root you have that virtue. That below is a unique thing. So basically what he's saying is, love for another Jew is based on two things. Number one, we are all one entity. And that is, there's no us and them. It's me. You are me. Me is you. And that's it. Number two is, you have something I don't have. I have something you don't have. And we must have what the other one has for us to benefit properly from that. It's not like he's indispensable. It's not like I don't think it's a virtue. No. Everyone has a virtue that is definitely important to help us. And if I don't have that other guy, I'm missing something, and it's not good for me. That's all at the soulful level. And that's how you have to look. If you're looking at as physical bodies, well, then, you know, then you've got all those physical mitos, jealousy and all those things that can destroy the Jewish people. So they have to totally feel at one with each other. Page tough, the Tani continues. Yes?
So one question on that. How do the non-Jewish people fit into this equation?
They don't.
So we say we started...
I don't have to love them.
The father was the soul. The father was the soul of all the souls.
Of all the Jewish souls. All the Jewish souls.
Well, you come from...
All the Jewish souls.
All right. So all the Jewish souls. That happened until Mount Sinai.
That happened from Avraham Avinu.
Well, Avraham Avinu as well. But the Mount Sinai, we actually became a Jewish nation.
Okay, but we have nothing to do with the non-Jews.
Before that, we were just the same soul, everybody.
No, it was much more complicated.
You missed Rabbi Keston's shears.
You missed my shears. It was much more complicated. It's that the Lutzada talks about that in Derech Hashem. He says once first man sinned, it already began a certain amount of divisiveness, and then it, regardless of the state of flux that human race was in until Avraham Avinu came along, it's not nogea us anymore, because since Avraham Avinu has solidified at Sinai, there's only one group of individuals who are the children of Hashem, and that's the Jewish people. That's it. Always was the Jewish people. We just didn't define it as much. Once there's Sinai, the non-Jews have nothing to do with us.
It could have been all the people if they
could have been, but it's not. At this point in time, the non-Jew is rooted in another place. Okay, just like I wouldn't love a table or a dog, I wouldn't love a non-Jew. Because he's rooted in another place. It has nothing to do with me. Doesn't mean to say I may hurt them for no reason.
God's creation.
It's just like I don't hurt a dog, I don't hurt a table, I don't hurt a goy. They're part of God's creation, but it's not me, it's not my family. It's not me.
Okay,
now with this, he says a beautiful shot in the statement of Hillel. Beautiful, beautiful. When the convert, the potential convert, asks Hillel, teach me the whole Torah on one foot. He says, Al kiyum mitzvah zu. He says, don't do something that's hurtful to the others, right? Don't do that's hurtful to yourself, don't do the others, which is really the other side of the coin of Al Recha Mocha. He says, Zel kol Torah kul. This is the whole Torah. V'idach parushu. And the rest is just commentary. So what does that mean? So let's continue with the time. We can skip the commentary. So what does that mean? How do you say that the whole Torah is that and everything's commentary? He says, Ki yisod v'sherish kol Torah. What is the foundation of the whole Torah? Ulahad biya v'lahalos ha-nefesh alaguf. It's to elevate the soul over the body. Mala mala virtue over virtue. Ad ikor v'shoshu t'chol ha-man. Until it's to the root of all existence. He explains. Shoresh ha-Torah hu, the root of the Torah, the reason why we have this religion is like Bia Nevesh al-Guf, is to elevate the soul over the body. V'zem isbate, and it expresses itself and reveals itself in the mitzvah v'atrech kamocha. That is the litmus test. How do you know that the body, the soul, has been elevated over the body? If you love other Jews. Sham nikr, there it's discernible. Im gufo ikar nevashikar. Is your body the main thing or your soul the main thing? Nimtzu she'avas Yisrael, he even ha'bochein. That loving a Jew is the litmus test. L'matzava b'chol ha'Torah, to where he's holding the rest of the Torah. Im gufo ikar, is your body the main thing? V'nyanim ha'ruchanim heim kehoisav ha'musol. Are spiritual things in addition to your essence? Do you see yourself as a body and spirituality is a cherry on top? Oshinavsha ikor, your soul is the main thing. Yahaduso, v'inyonim aruchan shol, spirituality, as Yiddishkeit, is the main thing. And the physical things in the world is just a cherry on top. V'yisarim is more than this. Yisod v'sharish kol ha-Torah, the foundation of all of Torah. Ain't a rock like v'yisnavsha kol. It's not just to elevate the soul over the body. El ha-halos is ha-nevesh mala mala, to raise the soul higher, higher, higher. Until it's rooted in Hashem, which is the root of all worlds. Because the source of the entire Torah is to get out of the eye. Even the eye in terms of the soul. But to feel the root of your soul. To feel the soul before it came into the body. Because then it wasn't tied to the essence of the person's existence. This whole aspect has been nullified to Hashem. Notice you have to take yourself, not just to have a soul right here, right now, that's primary and the body is supplementary to it. But the soul I have right here, right now, really is connected to where it started from under the throne of God. Glory totally nullified to Hashem. That's what a person has to reach in their lives. So if you have reached that life, that you understand your soul is primary, and not just the soul is primary, but the soul as it's connected from the beginning of its existence is the primary of all primaries, and that's where you really want to be connected. The litmus test for that will be, do you love other Jews? Why? How could you love another Jew like yourself? Only it's because of the shorish and hashama, the root soul. In a masvik she'a gufo tofel, it's not enough for the body to be supplementary. Via nirgashba neshama kamoshi lamata, and to feel the soul as you feel it down here. She'a tzir haneshama kamoshi lamata, he shemachu gososo. Still, the soul down here is still divided from other souls down here. V'dalku mitzara shorish, but you have to come to the root. Then at the root we're all one. Torah u-mitzvah shalo. And then the fulfillment of the Torah mitzvahs of his is kosher v'nishol. Then it's connected to the ani. Or shu bebitul l'gam ha-kosh baruch. Or is it totally nullified to Hashem? So now, this is what Hillel said to the goy. He says, you want that the whole Torah really will manifest itself if you're keeping the entire Torah properly, will manifest itself in you loving other Jews like yourself. Because to be able to do that requires you to take your whole existence to the very root of what it's all about. You have to first make your soul primary. Then you got to take that primary soul and connect it to the highest realms where it's totally nullified to Hashem. And at that point in time, if you're totally at that place, and all your Torah and all your mitzvahs are for that purpose, and every different mitzvah and every piece of Torah is for a different aspect of that, it will manifest itself in the way you look at another Jew. And you love him exactly like yourself. That's called a Torah Kula in its expression. Everything is just a commentary in how we do all those things in that way that it is expressed in that way. Yes, Paul.
So how hard is it to love a fellow Jew who has negated their soul almost entirely and their sole priority is the physical?
They're mistaken.
I appreciate that.
So they're because they still, you're focusing on, how does a mother love her son who's a murderer? How does she love him? She does. Why? What if Lahavdil, your children would be terrible? They're not. But what if they were? You wouldn't love them anymore. Tell me, how would you be able to do it?
It's innate.
You don't look at them as a different individual. It's all one essential thing. But you have to see yourself as that first.
It's just so difficult.
The problem is you don't see yourself as that first. That's why, you know, you're having trouble nowadays. People don't really love their kids anymore because they don't even love themselves. They don't love themselves. If a person sees themselves more as a body than as a soul, then they don't love their kids either. And that's where the problem is. Our problem in loving others is because we don't really love the essential self. We only love the part of ourself that's successful. The part of ourself for reasons. We've fallen to the point where we only love ourselves for a reason. Because we're looking at our bodies. And the body's got to give us a reason to love ourselves. And if I'm attractive and I'm strong and I'm smart, then I love myself. And if I'm not, then there's something called, Martin, depression. Depression really is a manifestation of not loving oneself. So that's why the Hasidim always say that depression is the worst thing to be at. Because when you're depressed, it means you don't love yourself. You don't love yourself, how can you love someone else? That's making a big assumption that you love yourself. How could you love yourself? You have to love yourself, not for any reason. Only because you happen to be a portion of God on high. And that you're nullified totally to Hashem. That's a very big thing to be at. So therefore, it's hard to look at other Jews who aren't religious Jews and see, you know, they're wrecking everything out. But that's only because you don't really see yourself accurately.
When they're doing Chilul Hashem, like it's just so difficult.
But you yourself don't see yourself as totally connected to Hashem. If you saw yourself as totally connected to Hashem, you'd be able to see through all the Chilul Hashem. You'd see that that person is totally connected to Hashem. Then you'd feel sorry for him. You'd want to help him. You wouldn't be angry at him. If you love someone, you could feel sorry for them. I feel sorry he's so bad. I want to help him because I love him.
But doesn't the oneness trouble you even more because they're negatively impacting the oneness?
No, it's if your right hand is hurting, you're going to cut it off or you're going to try to heal it. Your right hand is every morning you get up, your right hand hurts. She said, I had enough of this already.
Enough.
You did enough Chil Hashem in my life. You've been troubling me enough. I'm cutting you off tomorrow. If you don't shape up by tomorrow, I'm cutting you out.
God forbid there are instances where you cut off.
I was
going to
say that,
but we don't look at other Jews that way.
That's way extreme.
We don't look at other Jews that way. Other Jews innately have some beautiful, are beautiful. They're connected to other Jews and they just don't know it. Now, okay, we have to do things to make sure they don't harm the rest of the body.
Yeah, that's important.
But we're not, you know, but we're not going to cut it off. We're not going to cut it off. We're going to have compassion and mercy and try our best. And he will talk about later in this chapter, the Tani will talk about how we will hate the things they do, but we will not hate them.
Right.
And that's the difference. You hate the things they do, but you don't hate them. It's, you know, I hate that my right hand hurts me, but I'm not going to cut him off. I'm not going to cut him off. There's always hope. You don't want to get rid of him. Yeah?
I think we learned a few weeks ago that the object was to elevate the body to the level of the soul. Now, am I wrong?
You want to bring it up. Bring it up, so, but it's still not who you are. You are the soul. You want to elevate the body. Yes, but I don't make it a primary aspect of my life.
But we wanted to, the animalistic soul, we wanted to bring it up.
We want it not to act like an animal,
right.
Correct. But we still don't relate to it as your essence. It's not my essence. My essence is my soul.
So the object is still to raise the soul above all of this.
Yes, but to bring the body along. Bring the body along. Elevate the body. Elevate it. Make it be more spiritual. But never equate it with the soul.
Okay,
to be continued. Very, very chashuv chapter.